there. This is Dave Smith from the Triangle Radio Reading Service, and this is Triangle Bulletin Board. For the next half hour, I'll be reading about events and happenings occurring during the upcoming weeks and months as reported from various sources. The content of this program is intended for a print and visually impaired audience. This time around, we're going to start with audio-described performances. Coming up Saturday and Sunday, January 23rd and 4th, it's Matilda the Musical at DPAC. This is the story of an extraordinary girl who, armed with a vivid imagination and a sharp mind, dares to take a stand and change her own destiny. The Wall Street Journal says the makers of Matilda have done the impossible triumphantly. It is smart, sweet, zany, and stupendous fun. Saturday's performance is at 8 and Sunday's show at 6:30. Also on the list for audio-described performances, Sunday, January 24th, Stickfly, Raleigh Little Theater at 3 p.m., a comedic family affair. The affluent African-American LeVay family is gathering at their Martha's Vineyard home for the weekend, and brothers Kent and Flip have each brought their respective ladies home to meet the parents. As the two newcomers butt heads over issues of race and privilege, long-standing tensions bubble up under the surface and reach a boiling point when secrets are revealed. And Stickfly is for mature audiences. Guess I can't go. Tuesday, January 26th, Three Sisters, Playmakers Repertory Company. This is UNC Center for Dramatic Art at Paul Green Theater. And this is at 7:30. Languishing in a provincial town far from their beloved Moscow, sisters Olga, Masha, and Arina yearn for the sparkling city of their childhood, where they dream all wishes will be fulfilled. A masterful look at a family navigating the space between reality and dreams. Sunday, January 31st, Blue Sky, Burning Coal Theater, Murphy School Auditorium at 2. This is the U.S. premiere of British playwright Claire Bailey's funny and troubling play about a photographer who inadvertently snaps a picture of something he shouldn't have. Again, that's Sunday, January 31st for Blue Sky. Also on the audio-described performances list, Saturday, February 13th, Grease, North Carolina Theater at Raleigh Memorial Auditorium, 2 p.m. performance. Get out your leather jackets, pull on your bobby socks, and take a trip to the fabulous 50s with the original rock and roll high school musical, Grease. Sunday, February 21st, Tuesdays with Maury, Justice Theater Project at St. Francis of Assisi's Clare Hall, 2 p.m. Tuesdays with Maury, of course, is the autobiographical story of Mitch Albom, an accomplished journalist driven solely by his career, and Maury Schwartz, his former college professor. 16 years after graduation, Mitch happens to catch Maury's appearance on a television news program and learns that his old professor is battling Lou Gehrig's disease. Mitch is reunited with Maury, and what starts as a simple visit turns into a weekly pilgrimage and a last class in the meaning of life. Okay, Sunday, February 21st, it is Sweeney Todd, Raleigh Little Theater at 3. This is a musical, a dark and whimsical fantasy. Sweeney Todd seeks revenge on Judge Turpin and teams up with amorous Mrs. Lovett, a pie maker. When Sweeney opens a barber shop above Mrs. Lovett's business, he adds a special ingredient to the recipe that has all of London dying for their pies. Wednesday, February 24th, The Lion King. This is DPAC, Durham Performing Arts Center, at 7:30. Sunday, February 28th, Tales of a Fourth Grade Nothing. This is Applause, Cary Youth Center, or Youth Theater, at Cary Arts Center, 3 o'clock. Oh, brother. Sibling mischief and best pal escapades are the problems Peter Hatcher faces in his attempts to deal with his impossible little brother, Fudge. Tales of a Fourth Grade Nothing is a humorous look at family life and the troubles that can only be caused by a younger sibling. Monday, March 1st, we are proud to present. This is from Playmakers Repertory Company at Paul Green Theater, UNC Chapel Hill. And the final one on the list for today, Sunday, March 6th, Radiant Abundant. This is Triad Stage at 2 o'clock. Okay, switching to PNC Arena in Raleigh. Tickets can be purchased at the PNC Arena box office, all Ticketmaster outlets, by phone at 800-745-3000, or online at thepncarena.com. Friday and Saturday, April 8 and 9, it is Monster Jam. Approximately 12 feet tall and about 12 feet wide, Monster Jam trucks are custom-designed machines that sit atop 66-inch tall tires and weigh a minimum of 10,000 pounds. Built for short, high-powered bursts of speed, Monster Jam trucks generate 1,500 to 2,000 horsepower and are capable of speeds up to 100 miles per hour. Jam trucks can fly up to 125 to 130 feet. That's a distance greater than 14 cars side by side. June 22nd, Toric, the first flight, inspired by James Cameron's Avatar. This live experience of Cirque du Soleil envisions a world beyond imagination set thousands of years before the events depicted in the film. And I missed, I lost a page here. Here we go. February 3rd through the 7th. Ringling Brothers Barnum and Bailey Circus. Tickets $20 to $65. Saturday, February 27th, the Harlem Globetrotters. Tickets range from $21.50 to $133.50. Friday, March 4th, Cat Williams, the Conspiracy Theory Tour. Williams has taken to social media on the topics that have shaped our current political climate and thus rerouted every American's dinner conversation. Williams shies away from no-debate fodder in conspiracy theory. In his first interview in a year, Williams describes the tour as a collection of forbidden topics that we can't seem to get answered. Tickets for the Cat Williams Show start at $52. Friday, Saturday, and Sunday, March 11, 12, and 13, Garth Brooks with special guest Trisha Yearwood. And all tickets are $74.98 and go on sale December 11. They're already on sale. Sorry about that. Forgot to scratch that out. Both show, or all three shows start at 7. March 17 and 19, first and second rounds of the 2016 NCAA Division I Men's Basketball Championship. And Friday, March 25th, Winter Jam 2016, Christian music's biggest annual tour. Winter Jam Tour Spectacular features two fan favorites, Grammy Award-winning duo for King and Country, and Grammy-nominated singer-songwriter Matthew West. Suggesting it's a $10 donation at the door. Again, that is a suggestion. Coming up April 7 through 10, the North Carolina Azalea Festival. And the Abbott Brothers are the headliners there on Thursday night. And once again, that's April 7 through the 10th in Wilmington. April 9 and 10, Raleigh plays host to the Rock and Roll Marathon. Raleigh's award-winning marathon and half marathon is a great springtime event for locals and travelers alike. With a downtown start, finish and post-race festival, Rock and Roll Raleigh also features a number of bands, playing along the marathon route. In addition to the marathon and half marathon on Sunday, there's the Rock and Roll Raleigh 5K that is run on Saturday. And they're already out with the design or the T-shirt and designed for the Rock and Roll Marathon. Okay, Red Hat Amphitheater, that's on South McDowell Street in Raleigh. Information, 919-996-8800. Friday, June 10th, Ellie Goulding. Wednesday, June 15th, Of Monsters and Men. And Wednesday, June 29th, 21 Pilots. Walnut Creek Amphitheater, the phone number 919-831-6400. Friday, April 21st, or 22nd, rather, the Outcry Tour. Hillsong Worship, Carrie Jobe, Jesus Culture, and, Jesus Culture, and Martin Smith. Sunday, June 5th, Journey and the Doobie Brothers. Friday, August 12th, Dixie Chicks. And Friday, August 19th, it is Mr. Guitar Man, Keith Urban. Moogfest is coming up May 19th through the 22nd in Durham. In a bit more than 5 months, Moogfest, the multimedia festival centered on electronic music, which is moving from Asheville to Durham, will kick off its Triangle debut. Pieces of the lineup are already coming together. Festival organizers have announced the initial list of acts, including Gary Numan, the influential electronic pioneer best known to the U.S. mainstream, for the new wave signpost, Cars. That's May 19th through the 22nd, Moogfest in Durham. Cocon Booth Amphitheater in Cary, Saturday, April 9th, Beer and Bacon Festival. What's wrong with that? Saturday, April 23rd, Great Grapes Wine Festival. Okay, Duke Performances. Phone numbers there, 919-660-3356. The box office is 919-684-4444. Friday, January 22nd, it's Rez Abbasi Invocation, Baldwin Auditorium at 8 o'clock. Tickets $28 and $22, $15 ages 30 and under, and $10 for Duke students. Sunday, January 24th, Thymus Quartet featuring Christopher Eisenbach on piano. This is at Baldwin Auditorium at 7 p.m. Saturday, January 30th, Jennifer Coe and Shay Wassner, Baldwin Auditorium at 8 o'clock. Tickets $42 and $36, $15 ages 30 and under, and $10 for Duke students. Sunday, January 31st, Duke Performances, Cantus, The Four Lobes. This is Baldwin Auditorium at 7. Friday and Saturday, February 5 and 6, Filter Theater, Royal Shakespeare Company, William Shakespeare's Twelfth Night, Reynolds Industry Theater, at 8 o'clock, both nights. Thursday, February 11th, Blitz the Ambassador. This is at Motorco Music Hall at 8 o'clock. Ghanaian American rapper Blitz the Ambassador makes no bones about his mission. He blends elements of Ghanaian high life with the fiercest and most socially engaged 90s hip-hop, drawing inspiration from the supercharged rhythms of Fela Kuti and the thunderous delivery of his hero, Chuck D. Saturday, February 13th, Danish String Quartet, Baldwin Auditorium at 8. Friday, February 19th, Igor Levitt Piano, Baldwin Auditorium at 8 o'clock. The 28-year-old Russian-born pianist has experienced a meteoric rise over the last 12 months. His debut recording for Sony Classical boldly tackled the final three Beethoven sonatas, a rare undertaking for such a young artist. Friday and Saturday, February 19 and 20, Abraham in Motion, Kyle Abraham, when the when the wolves came in, wolves as in the animal wolf. Reynolds Industries Theater at 8 o'clock both nights. Abraham in Motion is the company of director and choreographer Kyle Abraham. A modern Renaissance man, Abraham trained as a classical cellist and visual artist before turning his focus to contemporary dance. He is a MacArthur genius and a recipient of both Princess Grace and Jacob's Pillow Dance Awards. Saturday, February 20th, Jompy Concert No. 3. Thursday, February 25th, The Triplets of Belleville, Les Terribles Orchestre de Belleville with composer Benoit Charest. Boy, I hope I got all that right. I doubt it. Reynolds Industries Theater at 8 o'clock. Holly Springs Cultural Center, the phone number there, 919-567-4000. Coming up Friday, January 30th, Travis LeDoit, tribute to the King, Elvis Presley music from the 50s and 60s, performances at 3 and 7:30. That's Friday, January 30th at Holly Springs Cultural Center. Tuesdays, February 2nd and 16th, the Carolina Puppet Theater presents The Story of Cinderella at 11 a.m. Friday, February 12th, Discovery Series presents Holly Springs Professionals, a night of dance, music, drama, and more at 7:30. Holly Springs takes the stage. Resident professional dancers, actors, musicians, and more showcase their art forms in this cultural view of local talent. Saturday, February 13th, it is Marty Haggard, a tribute to Merle Haggard, my dad, at 7:30. Friday, February 19th, the Route 55 Jazz Orchestra presents Play Misty for Me at 7:30. Friday and Saturday, February 26th and 27th, it is Late Night Catechism 3, the Clean Comedy Series at 7:30. Both nights. Tuesday, March 1st and 15th, the Carolina Puppet Theater is back and presents The Story of the Three Little Pigs at 11 a.m. Next door, Garner Performing Arts Center. This is on West Garner Road. The phone number there, 919-661-4602. At Garner Performing Arts Center, January 30th, Hugh Panero. Hugh has been described as the leader of Broadway's dwindling supply of great leading men. February 12th, Tyrone Johnson. February 21st, it is the Jones Family Singers. Bishop Jones and his talented group take gospel to a whole new level, infusing it with vintage soul, funk, and R&B delivered in an infectiously dynamic performance. March 19th, The Steel Wheels. The Steel Wheels have captured audiences across the country with their heady brew of original soulful mountain music and deep commitment to roots and community. March 31st and April 1st and 2nd, More Than a Name. April 30th at Garner Performing Arts Center, David Burnham. David was last seen on Broadway in the mega-hit musical Wicked, playing Fierro, a role that he originated in the developmental workshops of that show. And May 14th, Natural Wonder. While most Stevie Wonder tribute artists rely on pre-recorded music, Natural Wonder rolls into town with the full band experience, complete with a crack rhythm section, full-fledged horn ensemble, and the formidable Gabriel Bello, a number one Billboard-ranked vocalist, producer, and multi-instrumentalist. That's Natural Wonder, May 14th at Garner Performing Arts Center. In for a few laughs, Good Nights. On West Morgan Street in Raleigh, the phone number 919-828-5233. The current rundown, January 21st through the 23rd, Jamie Kennedy. January 28th through the 31st, Gary Owen. February 4th through the 6th, Margaret Cho. February 12th through the 14th, Gary Goldman. The 18th through the 20th of February, Drew Lynch. And Tim Meadows, February 25th through the 27th. Finally, Joe Machi, March 3rd through the 5th. Now, you may want to research the type of comedy material offered by a particular performer, just in case it's not what you or your family might enjoy. Okay, Carolina Theater, West Morgan Street in Durham. The phone numbers 919-560-3030 or 888-241-8162. Friday, January 22nd, it is Black Violin. Tickets start at $28 and the performance starts at 8. Saturday, January 23rd, Durham Academy's 9th Annual A Cappella Jam. Sunday, January 24th, it is Indigo Girls. Tickets start at $37. The concert starts at 8 o'clock. Sunday, January 24th, Johnny Gallagher at the Pinhook. Thursday, January 28th, Arlo Guthrie. Saturday, January 30th, Kristen Chenoweth. Monday, February 1st is February 1 for grades 5 through 12. Based largely on first-hand accounts and rare archival footage, February 1 documents one volatile winter in Greensboro, North Carolina, that not only challenged public accommodation laws in this state, but served as a blueprint for the wave of nonviolent civil rights protests that swept the South and the nation throughout the 1960s. Programs are at 9:50 and 11:20 a.m. Tuesday, February 2nd, it is Johnny Lang. 16 years ago, at the ripe old age of 16, Johnny Lang found incredible success with the release of his major label debut album, Lie to Me. Fame does not seem to have impacted him from being the same country farm boy from Fargo, North Dakota, who got his start in the local clubs of Minneapolis. Tickets start at $37. The show is at 8. Wednesday, February 3rd, funny lady Lily Tomlin. Lily Tomlin, one of America's foremost comedians, continues to venture across an ever-widening range of media, starring in television, theater, motion pictures, animation, and video. Tickets start at $37. The performance is at 8 p.m. Friday, February 5th, Dance Theater of Harlem. Now in its fourth decade, the troupe has grown into a multicultural dance institution with an extraordinary legacy of providing opportunities for creative expression and artistic excellence that continues to set standards in the performing arts. Saturday, February 6th at Carolina Theater, the 90th anniversary party for the Carolina Theater of Durham. And Monday, February 8th, Mac Avenue Super Band featuring Gary Burton, Tina Fuller, Dominic Farinacci, and the Christian McBride Trio. Tickets start at $30. Carolina Music Festival's coming up January 29th and 30th at the Grove Park Inn. It is Classic Rock and Roll Weekend, 60s and 70s music. February 4th through the 6th, North Carolina Jazz Festival in Wilmington. The festival's in its 36th year. This will be held at the Hilton Wilmington Riverside. February 5 and 6, Celtic Adventure Weekend, another program at Grove Park Inn, a musical celebration of the Scots-Irish heritage of Western North Carolina. Of course, again, Grove Park Inn in Asheville, February 5 and 6. Also on that weekend, February 5 and 6, Appalachian State Old Time Fiddlers Convention, that is in Boone. February 17th through the 20th, Carolina Jazz Festival in Chapel Hill. UNC Chapel Hill Festival includes public performances by touring bands, artists in residence, faculty and students, in addition to workshops and a master class for students. It has been presented since 1977. The festival site is Memorial Hall and other venues. February 19th and 20th, Neuse River Music Fest in Kinston. February 19th through the 21st, Bluegrass First Class in Asheville. And the festival site is the Crown Plaza Resort. We're slowly running out of time. We're going to go with the North Carolina Museum of Art, Blue Ridge Road in Raleigh. The phone number there, 919-839-6262. They have the Sights and Sounds on Sundays series. Starting off January 24th, Aurora Musicalis presents Brahms and Beyond at 3 o'clock. March 6th, Jompy Quartet at 3 p.m. The Triangle Celebrated String Ensemble adds horns and piano to present one of its most imaginative programs ever. May 8th, Sights and Sounds on Sundays, Nuanced Lyrique at 3 p.m. And May 22nd, Boylan Brass at 3 p.m. Also at the North Carolina Museum of Art, Art in the Evenings, held Friday evenings at 5:30. These are free. No ticket is required. January 22nd, it is the Sidecar Social Club. And on January 29th, it is Peter Lamb and the Wolves. And that'll about wrap it up for this edition of Triangle Bulletin Board. Of time for today's episode of Triangle Bulletin Board. I hope you enjoyed it, and be sure to listen next time. I'm Dave Smith, reading for the Triangle Radio Reading Service. The content of this program is intended for a print and visually impaired audience. This broadcast is readily available as a podcast at our website, trianglereadingservice.org. If you have any comments or questions, please give us a call, 919-832-5138. And with that, so long until next time. Have a great day.